The ancient Greek philosopher Plato might not have had Wi-Fi, but his questions about truth, justice, and leadership are more relevant than ever. And in an era of misinformation, AI, and social media noise, his ideas remind us to pause and think about what it means to live well. Joining us now is Dr. David Horan, leader of the School of Philosophy and Economic Science in Ireland and member of the Plato Centre at Trinity College in Dublin. Just completed his first single author English translation of the dialogues of Plato over 150 years, ahead of his book launch and public lecture this December in Warunga. And it's a pleasure to have you here, David, to talk all about Plato and the digital age. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's 10:30 at night here, but yeah, good to be with you in Australia. I'll be over there in a week's time.
Really,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that too. Thank you so much for staying up late to have this chat with us.
Recording in progress.
Recording is in progress. First question I'd like to ask David is: Plato lived over 2,000 years ago. Why do you think his ideas still resonate with people today?
Well, they still talk to me today, and they still make me think today. And your summary was pretty spot on. Plato and Socrates don't give you a set of answers. They make you think. And what the world needs today is to stop and think instead of just swallowing ideas and filling their heads with ideas, left, right, and center. Doesn't matter where they come from. I'm not blaming social media. Nature abhors a vacuum. You create the vacuum, the ideas will pour in. So Plato makes you think. That's something I've heard people exclaim as I introduced them to Plato for the past 40 years. They typically say, sort of ruefully, "Oh God, Plato makes you think." And the sort of general sound is, "I don't want to do it, but he's making me."
So
above all, that's what we need. It's not a message. God, we've got too many messages. We need someone who's going to make us think and give us the key issues to think about. Justice, what is justice, being one of them? You put it very nicely. And if people don't think, it's a dangerous situation for the world. An unthinking world is a dangerous place.
Plato's famous allegory of the cave. It's about people mistaking shadows for reality, doing too much thinking. So what are the modern day shadows on our walls, David? You know, social media, AI-generated content, like what's going on here?
Yeah, look, there's a phrase in that cave story just after he gives all the details. He talks about people who are arguing over shadows of justice, never having known justice itself. And just... everyone loves justice. It's innate in children. That's not fair. It's something children will exclaim at the very youngest age. We all love justice. But unfortunately, we mistake the shadow of justice for justice itself. Your shadow is different from my shadow. You see the shadow differently. We argue over shadows of justice without ever stopping and thinking about, well, what is justice? Where does justice really lie? Say I drop my assumptions about this. Drop all the ideas I've been brought up with. Can I look at this again and ask, where does justice lie here? Plato makes you do that. And that's the cave story. Don't mistake the shadows for the reality. Justice will be reflected everywhere, left, right, and center. But it's just reflections, shadows. What's the reality? What's justice itself? And for Plato, there is justice itself, of which the shadows left, right, and center, but there's justice itself. That's what we really love. That's what we really love. And that's why we argue so vehemently, because we really love justice itself. But we're not in touch with it. We're staring at the shadows and arguing over the shadows. So that's when the stakes get high. That's when the stakes are high on this one.
I imagine the stakes are pretty high in this sort of AI video world right now. It's almost like a post-truth sort of era that we're living in. And how exactly can we use Platonic thought to help us tease out what is the shadow and what is justice?
Okay. The key, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to quote Plato and Socrates in a moment, is look to yourself first. Begin with yourself. Socrates says in his speech at his trial, he doesn't beg for mercy. He doesn't say, please let me off, please acquit me. He says, an unexamined life is not worth living. And the life you examine is your own life. So look at the ideas you hold. Look at your own motivations. Look at the mainsprings of your own life and ask yourself, look, is this a life worth living? And what's behind all of these mainsprings of my actions? What's going on here? What's motivating me? Ask the real questions to yourself. And if you ask, how can this be applied today? I, first thing I would say is start with yourself. And I have another quotation from the same speech at his trial, Socrates at his trial, but I would start there. The unexamined life is not worth living. It's easy to point to this person, that person, the other person, normally public figures, normally well known, and examine their lives and say, oh, they got this wrong, they got that wrong. It's all part of his background. He's a this, that, the other. What do you expect? But what about us? What about us? Through what veil are we seeing all of this? Are we simply projecting our own shadows, taking them to be the reality, projecting shadows onto these public figures, and never asking the basic question to ourselves? The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates in his speech at his trial.
Oh, I like that very much, David. We're almost out of time, but the last sort of thing I'd like to, a little wrap up from you is Plato believes that philosophy starts with wonder. And in this sort of age of TikTok speed distraction, how can we keep that sense of wonder alive with us today?
I'd say read Plato and discuss Plato. Drop the veil. Stop seeing the tired old shadows. Shadows are dull. Shadows on the wall of a cave are dull and they're repetitive. Engage with Plato. Engage with the ideas he puts in front of us. Discuss them with others. Just about Plato, never mind modern politics, just discuss Plato. And the veil of the shadows begins to fall away and you begin to enter a world of wonder, excitement. Thinking for yourself is exciting. Borrowing other people's ideas is deadly boring.
That's a good soundbite right there.
Okay.
David, thank you so much. That's all the time we have today, but thank you so much for tuning in to the show all the way from Ireland to tell us all about Plato. It's been wonderful speaking with you this morning and this evening.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you,
See
David.
See you over there in a week's time.
Absolutely.
Bye.
That was Dr. David Horan, translator of the Dialogues of Plato, talking about how ancient philosophy still helps us make sense of truth, leadership in the digital age. You can hear him speak at the book launch on Saturday the 13th of December at Abbotsley Junior School and at a public lecture on Sunday, 14th of December, the School of Practical Philosophy down here. Tickets are available at practicalphilosophy.org.au.